Did you think you'd be hearing a holiday ad this early? We know, it's early. But planning ahead is essential before heading into one of the busiest seasons of the year. Beat the rush with Minted, a curated marketplace of unique Christmas and holiday cards, gifts, and seasonal decor from artists around the world. Bring your traditions to life with independent art and design this holiday season. Use code PODCAST for 20% off Minted holiday cards and gifts.
The Last Word
with Matt Cooper
on Today FM.
Now, every year we do our cookbooks of the year, and I've got one in front of me which I'm certain the gastro gays are going to have on their list because it's an absolute beauty, from Nevin Maguire, Eat Out at Home, The Art of Cooking for Friends and Family. Nevin, thank you very much for joining us.
Matt, lovely to be on your show. Thank you for having me here.
I say the restaurateurs of Ireland are probably going now, here we are under enough pressure to keep our places open, and Nevin is recommending recipes for people to do for themselves at home.
Okay, I need to answer this because how the idea came around, and two of the most popular classes in the cookery school is Cooking for Family and Friends and Entertaining Made Easy. And we were thinking of, you know, you're always looking for new ideas for a cookbook. So this is how it all came about. Like, I'm a restaurateur, we're open 35 years. We want people coming out and enjoying a lovely special experience and going around the country. You see the kind of the excitement. What I mean by that is the innovation and the creativity all over the country that's in food, which is great. So we're in a difficult time within the restaurant scene and food, definitely, and all the restaurant producers, but we're also in a very creative time and more people are entertaining. And for me, I suppose I've always been involved in hospitality. So I've grown up kind of looking after people, cooking for people, even if it's at home. And what I wanted from this book is to create memories for people, because when you eat around the table and you enjoy food, there's something magical about that.
They're not exclusive to each other, because true. I know lots of people who love eating out, and I'm being a love, but then occasionally you like times when you have a small group at home of friends, or it could be that you're doing something like a confirmation or a communion or something like that, where you also bring people in, you cater for the kids, but you also like to have something good for the adults as well.
That's it. That's exactly it. And I mean, like, you know, this book, I suppose, is different to my others, because you're always looking for new ideas, small plates, large plates, sharing plates, desserts. It's kind of a new way of eating out, if you know what I mean. Like, so it's kind of a modern way of eating, for the want of a better word. There's also kind of menu ideas. So if you're cooking, like, you want something to be thrown together, you want to be prepped ahead. When you're doing a dinner party or you're cooking for family and friends or whatever it is, whatever occasion, even if it's a dinner date, you want to be with the person that you're sharing the food with, not stuck in the kitchen. That's the key.
Indeed. I suspect an awful lot of people are intimidated by the idea of bringing people into their house and cooking for them.
You know, that's a good point. But I actually think, I flip it on its head, it's definitely happening a lot more. And people want the tips, what can be made ahead. You know, don't give too much choice. Don't overcomplicate it. Keep it nice and simple. Be well prepared. We call that in the kitchen mise en place, so that you could have your preparation done a couple of days ahead. You could have things frozen, whatever kind of desserts or whatever you're kind of doing. But don't give too much choice at the same time, because I think that's really important. Don't be caught in the hop too if there's any diet requirements, which can happen a lot too when you're entertaining, but just enjoy the evening and the experience with whoever you're cooking for.
Do you actually cook for friends on your days off?
I love it. Well, I cook for my family, and probably since COVID I've never cooked for my family as much, but at Christmas, and then it was my mum and dad's anniversary about maybe 3 weeks ago, and I had all my family and some aunts and uncles. Like, I cooked for 45 people in my house, which was absolutely busy, but everyone gets stuck in, and don't be afraid to delegate either. So I love cooking for my family and friends.
And had you a lot of that stuff prepared the kitchens and the restaurant in the previous days?
You know me too well, Matt. And that's the key, to be organised, because as I say, I've grown up, you know, I've been a chef from the age of 12, and you know, when you're entertaining, you've got to be just nice and organised, and that you can enjoy the whole experience. So I had a lot of preparation done, yeah.
I noticed, you know, McNean's, which is an incredible success, you now have it closed on a Sunday and Monday, have you?
Yeah, we made that probably about a year and a half ago, Matt, and we were doing maybe 100 for Sunday lunch and 50 at night, and so that was three kind of sittings. And then after COVID, we never went back to it. We started doing the one sitting, not two sittings. Probably the two best decisions we've done, to be truthful with you, for our staff. Like, we've 60 people employed in Black Lion. Said to you, we're 35 years open. And I always make a joke to my customers, like, it's only taken us 35 years to get our model, but it's working. And I'll tell you why it's working. Because nowadays, if you want to hold on to retain and look after your staff, it's about work-life quality. We closed for a week there in June. Next year, we're going to do it for 10 days. And then we're going to close for 2 weeks at Christmas. So they're big calls and big decisions for a business. But we've done it for the right reason for the staff. Happy staff, happy business, happy restaurant. That's what it's all about. And like, we've had customers coming for years to us. So they understand, they get it. Like, COVID, no matter what anyone says, has changed everything. Whereas in a good way, more people reconnected with food and growing and gardening. So people fell back in love with cooking again. The art of cooking, wholesome good food. And then when they're going out, you know, they want a nice kind of experience. But the one staff who are happy and enjoying their work, you're not going to hold on to staff if they're overworked or they're stressed.
Neville, like, that's a really important point, because I'm very sympathetic to people who work in the trade. And I think, you know, I have certain friends as well here in Dublin who are involved. And it's always struck me that it's a hard life for friends and family, that you're in your restaurant in the evening times working late hours. You're working Friday night, Saturday night. If you're in, like you were doing Sunday lunch and Sunday dinner, your weekend is gone. You're then maybe getting a little bit of downtime during the week when nobody else is around, or when the kids are at school and the rest of it. So it's very important for you as well as for the staff, I'd imagine, to have that Sunday and Monday.
Oh, it is. And I mean, like, people often say to me, you know, will you reopen on a Sunday? No, it's probably the best. See, having a weekend day off, it is the best decision we've definitely ever done. And not doing the two sittings. So before COVID, we were doing two sittings, half six and half nine. Desserts were still going out maybe at 12 o'clock because we do a 9-course tasting menu. Those days are gone, no matter, and that's the reality. Staff are more relaxed, customers are happy, their table's not being turned. But without the rooms, Matt, we wouldn't survive. And that is the truth. We have 20 bedrooms in a townhouse. So it's about employing 60 people, being able to pay your bills. And we have it down to a T now. We have a very consistent business, because we were nervous about Tuesday. We'd never opened on a Tuesday, and people think, oh, Tuesday, I'm not sure about that. But honestly, we'll do 59 people most Tuesdays, 60 people is our max.
And how many of them will stay over? Because is it important that you give people the option to stay over, if they want to have a few drinks, some good wine with their meal?
Matt, they all want to stay over. We have 20 rooms. We could fill another probably 5 or 10 rooms, but we want to keep it nice and small and intimate, not be too big. My always belief with a restaurant is do one and do it right and enjoy what you're doing. And we have the 20 rooms in the townhouse. So about 44 people will stay over, and that's perfect for us. So it is.
Have you noticed, though, is there a big change in the way that people want to eat out? And that it was said to me this was happening even before COVID, that people were starting to eat out earlier in the evening rather than wanting the sort of 8:30 booking and maybe been full going to bed that night. They wanted maybe to be able to eat at 6:30 and have a few more drinks later in the evening, or go home a little bit earlier.
You know, that's a very interesting point, because we start our service at 6 o'clock, 6:30, right up until 7. We do a 9-course tasting menu, and people probably think 6 is very early, but it actually works really well. You don't want to rush people. You have got to give them a minimum of 2.5-3 hours for the whole meal experience, especially when they booked a year or two ahead, Matt. You don't want to rush them. You want them to relax. You want them to go out to the bar before and after dinner, that they can enjoy a little drink, and it's the whole experience. And then if they're staying, that they have the breakfast, you know. So we do a little kind of a mini tasting menu for breakfast, so it's a lovely experience.
What do you serve for breakfast?
Well, so first of all, we do a lovely...
Do you do traditional Irish breakfast?
Oh, absolutely.
But has the demands for breakfast even increased, as in people want different type of things, a much bigger selection for breakfast than they would have traditionally in Ireland?
Yeah, I suppose, listen, the fry's always going to be the winner, but we do lovely eggs benedict, we lovely smoked salmon, we do kind of hot pancakes, and then for our starter, like the McNean porridge, just one of the most popular things that we serve. We do a little smoothie, fruit, some lovely Irish yogurt from Killowen Farm, so that's your little pre-starter. Then you have your starter, it could be apricots poached in a little bit of star anise and vanilla, and some yogurt, the porridge, as I say, a little bit of yogurt, granola and some fruit, so when it's nice and seasonal. And then you have your full cooked breakfast, eggs benedict, smoked salmon and scrambled eggs. So people love a freshly cooked breakfast. It's one of the best meals. And then we serve little madeleines. Would have bought you in some, so did Matt.
We'll be sharing those amongst all the production team.
You're very good. Okay. So and that's a lovely experience, because people go to bed and say, God, I don't think I'll be fit for breakfast, but they certainly do. Like the fry, for example, the McNean special, we call it, we use box tea. Really good Kelly's black and white pudding from Newport, O'Neill's black and white, bacon, dry cured bacon, and some sausages. Like, we have such great produce in Ireland, and when you get a freshly cooked breakfast, it is one of the greatest meals, in my opinion.
Has it become all the more expensive, though, to get the food in from all your suppliers?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, my God.
Because this is what I've been hearing from a lot of restaurateurs, and they're saying there's all sorts of things, like the higher electricity costs was an enormous thing, because you can't switch off the electricity when you've got your storage for all your foods and for your wines and the rest of it. So you've got that much bigger bills, and you have increasing labour costs and the rest of it. But one of the things that is often not appreciated by people is that food has become more expensive.
Even the likes of butter now has gone up now in the last 2 weeks. Chocolate has gone through the roof. Nearly over €100 more expensive than it was last year. You know, so if you're doing a really nice, good quality chocolate dessert using 55, 60, 70% cocoa solids, like, it is expensive, so it is. So that's across the board, like meat, everything has kind of gone up, you know, at least 5, 10, 15% over the last year. So keeping an eye on that. But I think the key is, Matt, is buying food in season. when you change your menu with the season, you're getting the best price for you as a consumer, even if it's at home, but also for a customer too. I think that is the key, buying things that's in season. So game now, we'll put more game in our menu now at the minute, so we have lovely venison, whereas we had lovely Connemara lamb, so we'll kind of change our menu a little bit, but we'll always have beef, we'll always have our local Thornhill duck, which is a local farm a mile up the road. They've been supplied it for 35 years and it's the best. So if you're clever, how you do your kind of food experience and your offering, don't give too much choice. There's a choice, two choices in each course. So, you know, they're not getting a choice of 10 different meats and different things like that, but keep it nice and tight. That's the key. Buy fresh, buy little. We get two deliveries of fish a week, so we can change our menu with the market fish every week if we want. It just depends on the weather.
I'm interested in what you say about that. If you didn't have the rooms, you'd be struggling financially.
For sure.
Because you have a really well-established brand. You're at the higher end, so you actually can charge a bit more than maybe others. So how much sympathy do you have for all these restaurants around the country that some of them, very surprisingly, are going out of business just coming into the busiest time of the year? And you're thinking, my God, if they are going now, what's going to happen to other restaurants in January and February?
It is. And you know what? It's a really difficult time within the industry. And as I said to you, it really is challenging. And, you know, for us, we're very much a different model, because I've seen really quiet days over the years. Now we have a consistent business, Matt, employing 60 people. And you made a good point, like, you know, the minimum wage going up, you know, the pension, everything. Like, it's like a perfect storm, all your kind of costs. But we got to ride this if we can and try and support local, buy what's local too. And I suppose more and more people, when they're shopping, want to buy local. Same in restaurants too. I think that is the key to it. Without the bedrooms, definitely with the 20 bedrooms, because when you're paying 60 staff, only doing maybe 60 covers, you know, the maths kind of wouldn't add up if you hadn't the bedrooms.
Back to finish with me with the book. And it's full of these most beautiful photographs and I'm getting hungry looking at it and then thinking to myself, I could never do that.
Of course you could.
Why do you say that?
Everyone
I'm useless
that.
In the kitchen. I'm sure there's lots of people listening who would love to be able to do it. Now, I might try and palm it off to my girls and sort of say at home, a couple of whom are really taking an interest in cooking and with their boyfriends love doing it.
Lovely.
As well. But it is hard. Come on, just because it's easy for you, Neville.
No, I mean, okay. So we try and see when we do a book like this, we try to make it as easy as possible. This is not a restaurant book.
Yeah.
So there's not a huge amount of steps or stages to it. It's about good, wholesome, fresh ingredients, you know. And as I say, you can have a lovely kind of a lovely kind of butterfly leg of lamb, which is in one of the recipes.
I'm looking at the chicken pot stickers here and thinking, could I make those?
They're delicious. Now, they're a little bit fiddly, but you can get the most ingredients in your local supermarket, in the Asian supermarket too. Like, actually, you've said something there. The Irish palate has changed. When I started writing cookbooks, definitely we've come a long way, Matt, from cooking skills. And I definitely see it in the cookery school, the amount of men coming to the cookery school.
Really?
Oh, definitely has increased. Say if I take 12 people, at least 4 or 5 of them are male, which is fantastic. That wouldn't have happened 10 years ago, in my opinion. And then with the cookbooks, that we try and make things nice and simple and easy to follow, that you can make ahead, that you can freeze, keep in your fridge. That's the key into entertaining. Just be organised and enjoy the whole experience with your family and friends.
It's a beauty, as I would expect. How many books is it now, Nevin?
20.
20?
Can you believe it? Yeah.
My God, no wonder you're looking for new ideas.
It's a huge milestone. And thanks to Gil and the whole team, because it is all about a good team. And, you know, we really put a lot of thought into this and we wanted something very different. Look, feel, lots of new recipes. And I think we've got it. So thanks to everyone.
Eat Out at Home, Nevin Maguire, The Art of Cooking for Friends and Family. It's another brilliant, beautiful cookbook. Just one last one. Given that you did one of our most popular culture clubs previously, what are you listening to at the moment? What's your favourite music at the moment?
Still 90s dance, Matt. I have a collection of nearly, 3,000 vinyl records, and it is getting bigger and bigger. I love it, so I do. So on a Sunday when we're closed, I go out and play for a few hours. It's away from the house because my wife and Melda doesn't like the tunes, but I love them. So.
Where do you play them?
Oh, I've area where I do my little videos, and I have my Technics turntables, I have the mixer and all, and yeah, I love the stuff. I do love the music.
Nevin Maguire, as ever, thank you for joining us. We're back after this.
The Last Word with Life Pharmacies. Expert advice to keep the whole family healthy. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.